T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, so we have some news. The Texans, Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, man.
Might just seem like a ho-hum preseason game. I feel like the Texans are going to be targeted here, though.
Targeted?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, they're going to be targeted, and there's going to be this, they're going to be in the center of controversy.
What?
This is going to be the first time the NFL is enforcing these rules.
This
is where they're going to call all these hip tackles and kickoff stuff, and they're going to have to explain it. It's going to be, I know it's just a Hall of Fame game, but this is going to be a... This is going to be a little interesting experience for the Texans.
Yeah, and they're going to really make an example in the Hall of Fame game because they're going to send a message to the entire league. Everybody watches it. At least the teams do, and a lot of fans. Yeah, you could be right there. I was excited, though, man. New uniforms unveiled at the Hall of Fame game.
That's when they're doing it?
There's that aspect as well. And Andre, Kubiak will be there, the entire team, the Texans will be on center stage. You get more workout in
against the Bears.
You get more work in earlier preseason camp. Adjust your I'm gonna have to do this. I think I took some time off in July. Adjust your vacations accordingly as you move forward. I'm excited. I was almost irrationally excited about them being in that game.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice little thing. You're gonna get the Andre Johnson halftime interview where he's talking about what it means to be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Cal McNair will officially be the owner. They're gonna vote on that today. So good for the Texans, man.
Yeah, they're being
showcased.
You got
a Hall of Famer and you got expectations.
Yep, and they'll show C.J. Stroud on the sideline. By the way, it's just gonna be. Maybe not even too many second-teamers. It's going to be a lot of third-teamers and fourth-teamers in that game, but who cares? Who cares? They'll get more work in. CJ with his new surroundings, the new defensive players working a little longer with each other. It's all good, man. It's all good with the Hall of Fame game.
We're going, dude.
I want to go. Now I definitely want to go. I hope we go as a station. I think that'd be really cool in the days leading up to it. You know the last Hall of Fame game I went to? Earl Campbell was inducted. What year was that? 91?
The years just go by so quick.
They go by, yeah. The days are long, but the years are fast.
The years just go by.
Yeah. Yeah. Earl Campbell was the last Hall of Fame game, NFL Hall of Fame.
So that was the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite a while, man.
1991.
We're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans at 11. We got some really good audio from D'Amico. A little bit of a scrum. We'll hear from D'Amico throughout the show, actually. There's a lot of things that D'Amico said yesterday. Cal McNair, he spoke. We'll get into that tomorrow. March Madness Thursday. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to be doing some road work.
Yeah, where are we going? That.
We're going downtown. I guess the Astros got their thing going on.
Nice.
The opening day, kind of under the radar a little
yes.
bit. I would say.
I can Uber.
You sure about that?
I mean, they got a little under the radar thing going, man. MLB season. They have other stuff going on. They got scandals. They got translators.
Mm-hmm. Well, come see us.
I felt bad for that dude yesterday.
What dude?
Shohei Ohtani's translator.
Oh, man.
That's your first performance?
But he was meticulous about it. He wanted to make sure.
I mean,
sure,
he was writing it down.
Yeah, he was make sure. And he asked him a couple of questions to clarify. So he made sure he got it exactly right.
Does it bother you when the waiter doesn't write stuff down?
No, I think that's impressive. Like, I think that's incredible.
Some people, if they get it right,
some people
impressive.
Get really stressed out about that, though.
Like, they'll have six people, and they say, okay. And they're like, you're not going to write this down?
Some people get stressed out by that, though.
Yeah, and then they're, okay. Oh, yo, I get it.
They want them to write it down.
Yeah, I get it. And you're like, okay, got that. And I'm like, there's no way this guy's going to get it all right. But they do. I've never had a bad experience that way.
You're a picky order? No, God, no.
Very, very rarely, I'll say, but can you do this instead of that? You know, but that's about the extent of my picky ordering. I'm easy, man. I'm an easy restaurant guest, restaurant patron.
So there's a new kickoff rule that has passed. What is your takeaway from this kickoff rule that I feel like in the XFL it was pretty highly regarded?
Mm-hmm. It was. My opinion on this is it's going to be very, very strange at first. I think fans' instincts are going to be, oh, what is this, the XFL? Once you get used to it and you start watching it, you're going to love it. I think it's going to be hard to get used to. That's going to be in the Hall of Fame game as well. But after like about maybe a game or two, I think people are going to love it. It's going to lead to much better excitement. You don't have. It's not going to be an automatic bathroom break. Frank Ross is going to have to get to work. You know he's going to have some things up his sleeve. On that.
Kind of worried about him.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to get to work. Can't wait to talk to him about it because he was not happy with last year on some of the rules changes.
I kind of disagree with Sean about Damian Pierce. I actually think this makes Damian Pierce more of a kickoff return option because they have less of a head start. Speed is a little less of a concern, them getting to you. And also, it's kind of like a traditional just hit the hole hard type of thing. I actually think this makes Damian Pierce a little bit more valuable as a kick returner.
I agree with you.
Because I think power matters as much as speed now.
Yeah.
You're not avoiding the guys getting down there quickly. I actually think this makes Damian Pierce a really, really good kickoff return option.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar during Cross, but they didn't really bring that up. Let's explain the kickoff rule for those, as best we can, for those who haven't seen it in play. Basically, the offensive and defensive players, the vast majority of them, I think 10, line up on the receiving team side of the ball. I think the 35 and 45, something like that. You can't move. They can't move until the ball hits the ground, is caught, or goes into the end zone. So it's going to be catch the ball, and you got a lot of room. You got a lot of room to start going. And that's why I think Damian Pierce might be pretty good at this, because it's not like he doesn't have any moves. Like, it's not like he just, I'm running straight, you know, and just tries to power through. But he does have some moves. It was more the offense and reading the blocking that was an issue for him. But like on a kickoff in an open field, I think he's going to be pretty good. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think Damian Pierce has a spot on this team now.
Yeah, it could well be.
I think he's going to be a good kickoff returner. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be real good kickoff returner in this.
Yeah.
Like real good.
It's not like it doesn't have anything. He does. It's just
we saw him take one to the house.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be very valuable. And I actually think he benefited significantly from
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to the new kickoff rule. Shout out to everything else going on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We got to get to, when we go to lunchtime confessions, I got to get into this Bajani gate last week.
Oh, what happens? Is there an update?
There's not an update. Just actually went to the tape, man.
And?
Man.
He's
some liars around
here. He did
you
wrong?
I just did a little bit of dishonesty, I would say. I think he might need a little bit of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Timelines are a little bit off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As in days or hours?
I don't know. I don't know. We got to investigate that at 12:20.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm in. I'm here for it. I'm excited. Absolutely. Did you see the bridge fall in Baltimore?
Yeah, it didn't interest me.
Figgy, did you see this?
I saw it and then I just kind of went back to sleep.
Isn't that the most terrifying
thing? That's my worst nightmare.
That's the most terrifying.
Every time I cross a bridge, I always think
But didn't
think
the boat
about
hit
that.
It or something?
Yeah, they lost power. And
yeah, it's not like they were just driving over. The boat hit it.
The whole bridge fell down, dude.
Yeah, not good.
The whole bridge fell down. That is I think that's a phobia, fear of bridges. I don't know what it's
called.
There's
a fear of elevators, too.
Yeah, there is a fear of bridges. I'll have to look it up. Are you looking it up?
There's a fear of everything.
There is a fear of everything. But that is like your worst nightmare. absolutely your worst.
I think about that every time I'm going across that bridge, going to Baytown.
Yeah.
What's that yellow bridge?
Yeah, the Sam, the Fred Hartman.
Man, that man.
Yeah, I don't even think about that.
Geoffrey-ophobia. Geoffrey-ophobia. Fear of bridges.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me.
That was terrifying. And they're
it's amazing how that stuff happens. You just scroll through it now when you wake up. It's just like, oh, okay, bridge
it's a
fell.
It's a national disaster.
Yeah, bridge fell.
Big deal.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
That's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know about it. Who cares? It just doesn't do it for me. Just move on. A lot of people probably care. I don't even know where you start when that happens. What do you do?
I can just put yourself.
I mean, there's probably someone who can't go to work now.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what's the
but
alternative?
But that's the least of your worries. You can find another way to get to work. There's bound to be another bridge over there. My thing is, like, what? Put yourself in the position of the guy who's driving onto the bridge, and it completely collapses in front of
you. How many cars were on there?
I think they said 20, because it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I ain't see how many cars.
20-something cars.
Did anyone survive?
There were 2 official deaths, and they're still looking for, some, I think, 7 or 9 people. Yeah. Something like
but
that.
But they found some?
Mm-hmm. They found 2.
Like they found 2 dead people, and they found any live people?
They rescued a couple. They found a couple. And last report I saw, anyway. And they're still searching for 7 or 9 people. You're just minding your own business, working the overnight shift, going across the bridge, and boom, it's gone. It collapses right in front of you. That Fred Hartman Bridge is a little scary. You're talking about one with the yellow pilings and all that stuff? Yeah, that thing is a little scary.
Yeah, I just don't really know what's going on like that.
Yeah.
And on the 281, a bunch of people being killed doesn't move the needle. No, I just saw the bridge fall, and it's just, you see so much crazy stuff on the internet, you go there. But yeah, let's be dramatic about it. Obviously that's terrible. But I just saw the bridge falling. I was like, oh wow. Like, is it not weird how you just scroll through stuff and there's so much stuff that goes on, like whether it's past stuff or anything like that, and it's just that
it kind of show you that world. A lot of stuff been happening in this world where it don't even faze you as much as it would.
You get immune to it.
Yeah.
Because it's so available now. Like back in the day, you know, you would hear about this and you're like, oh my God. And it would resonate.
It'd be on the news right now.
Yeah, it would be on the news. You know, you'd be glued to it. Now it's in the palm of your hands and you're just kind of immune to all that stuff.
Well, a lot of it's not even recent or anything, or they're just showing stuff from around the world. So you're just scrolling through.
And you're also skeptical. I am. I know a lot of people are. Of like what's real, what's not. You know? It's weird. That's where we are, man.
Texans opening the preseason Hall of Fame game against the Chicago Bears. Astros, they begin their season on Thursday. Cougs going up 45 to Dallas. Already sold out. Wonder how many Duke fans there will be. But you got U of H versus Duke. Already sold out. I guess I think I saw the lowest price on Ticketmaster was around $250, which you get to go to both games. At the AAC, got to think there's going to be a little bit of traffic up 45 this week when the Cougs take on Duke.
Duke travels well. Well, I shouldn't say they travel well.
Duke travels well, and they also have a lot of fans.
Yeah, that's
that
what I was going to say.
You know,
yeah, they're like the Yankees. Oh, I'm a Duke fan. Yeah. Really? When did you go there?
You had to pick between Duke and UNC, though.
Yeah.
Like growing up, you had to pick one.
Yeah.
You had to pick which
T-shirt
one.
T-shirt fans.
Which one? Which one were you?
I was Carolina.
It was originally UNC, and then I kind of got tired of them. And then it was just back and forth. I mean, I wasn't like a fan, but who I would root for in the actual game. Yeah. At first, it was UNC, and then I think post-Dean Smith, Roy Williams kind of bugged me.
I've always leaned Carolina, but not so much because of Carolina, but because I just hate the arrogance of Duke.
Yeah, I don't really like Coach K either.
That's what I mean.
Really, I'm not huge on either, but you always had to choose which one.
Yeah.
You go back to the Dean Smith, the Michigan days,
mm-hmm.
all that. There's just some interesting stuff going on.
And Jamal Shedd, front row at the Rockets.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh.
That's what you get.
I need to focus.
Why isn't he watching film?
Yeah. What's he doing out at night?
Should be watching film.
Did they have him take the shot?
I don't think so.
The first shot?
I think it was just courtside. Yeah. I think he was just courtside.
Speaking of the Rockets, are one game over 500.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I picked them to win 42.
Well, you're
What if I picked the
Astros
exact
Astros and Rockets?
Yeah, I picked the exact Astros total and the Rockets 42.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's baby steps right now with the Rockets.
I never really panicked. There was, I mean, I didn't think they were going to finish this strong, but I never thought it was like a lost cause season no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, baby steps.
And they're getting some good ball from Jalen Green.
They're getting good ball from
playing
him.
Playing very well.
They're playing good ball in general. They're in the hunt. And you know what? Who cares if it's just play-in? That's a progress.
No, that'd be a big accomplishment for them. They got OKC tomorrow, though. That's going to be a tough one. Mm-hmm. Right now, this win streak they're on right now at 9, you know, you've had 2 games versus 19-win Portland, 2 games versus the 14-win Wizards. I'm not trying to minimize it. 16-win Spurs, sprinkle them in. I mean, two teams with winning records. And now you're going to play a team that's really, really good in the West.
Well, they're doing what they need to do. And that's important. You know, they're proving they're better than those teams. It's not exactly a murderer's row, but they are taking care of business and they're in the hunt. So good for them.
Yeah, and I just some people kind of just roll their eyes at the play-in thing.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 wins, the whole play-in thing is kind of a beatdown to a lot of folks.
Well, frankly, I would normally minimize it or roll my eyes or whatever. But for the Rockets, it would be a pretty good step. It'd be a big step for them to do that.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, so Houston, you have a new owner. Now, we've looked at him as the owner for a while now, but Cal McNair is officially the owner of the Houston Texans. It was voted on. Unanimous, so he takes over for Janis. Cal McNair is going to be the owner of the Houston Texans.
We obviously knew this was coming. It was going to be a rubber stamp kind of thing, but it is significant, and it's really, really good for he and Hannah now to have it officially in their hands. They've earned it. I think there's a lot more confidence in them from the fan base, and they're making things happen. With the hire they made, they were a big part of that with D'Amico Ryans, as we all know, with the uniforms, with all these things, just the entire kind of turnaround of the organization. Good for them.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, this kind of, does this eliminate any future family drama? How does that work?
Probably not.
How do you figure it out though? Now it
helps them.
Cause I think it seems like as you see more stuff happen since this was to get ahead of this.
Yes, I think it was part of it.
It was to get ahead of this vote.
Definitely part of it. And I think I don't think it'll ever eliminate it because there are lawyers involved. There will be anyway. But I think it definitely helps them.
So there you go. Cal McNair, official. He is the owner. Texans have put out a statement continuing the legacy in H-Town. There's a statement from Janis McNair, as well as a statement from Cal McNair. We'll get into that. We'll also hear from D'Amico Ryans. In the Loop continues next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Your champ.
Sports Radio 610.
Cal McNair, officially the owner of the Texans. I'm old enough to remember when Cal McNair was Tommy Boy. Sell the team,
Let's
Cal,
go.
Was one of the main rally cries. Now, a new general manager in Nick Caserio threw the sticks for a couple of years. D'Amico Ryan's the chosen one returns. You seem to have found a quarterback. And now Cal McNair, with all this momentum, is officially the owner of the Houston Texans. But what does it really mean? We'll get into that in a sec, but let's hear the statements.
Yeah.
Sweet Janice has a statement, as does Cal himself. Let's start. Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Janice McNair, the one who John McClain questioned for sitting in air conditioning. Janice, take it away for us. Let's hear Janice's statement.
Janice McNair's statement. The Houston Texans mean so much to our family, and I'm extremely proud that Cal will continue to lead the franchise moving forward. He's done such a terrific job as our CEO, and we believe this move is what's best for everyone involved with the organization to secure our future under Cal's leadership. I know how pleased Bob would be to see this, and our fans should be incredibly excited about the direction we're headed. I will continue to support Cal and the team in every way that I can, and of course, be rooting for us each and every week.
There you go. There's Janice.
We have Cal.
What about Cal? What has Cal got to say about this?
I first want to acknowledge. No, I first.
Tell me a story, OG.
Okay. I first want to acknowledge the incredible work my mom has done over the last 5 years since taking over. She has been an inspirational leader for our family, our team, and our community. I can't thank her enough for the foundation she's helped build and her countless contributions both on and off the field. It's an exciting time to be a Houston Texan, and I'm honored to lead this franchise. This move ensures the long-term stability of our franchise.
There you go.
And we will continue to operate the way we have been over the last couple of years, pursuing a championship for the city of Houston while doing great things in the community and for our fans.
See, I think this ends potential family drama, or at least limits it.
That's definitely
it's his squad.
A part of it. It's his squad.
It's his squad, and it actually starts to make a little bit of sense as to why, perhaps, in my uneducated legal yet educated-ish legal opinion, that maybe they were trying to get out in front of this to where, before this could become official, maybe you could kind of put a stop to it.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I don't think that's the whole thing. Let me ask you this, though. Because he and Hannah have clearly been sort of running things as CEO and obviously his partner.
Yeah.
Does anything change? Is there any stamp as owner that he wants that can happen?
I think one thing could change.
Really?
I think one thing could change. You think anything changes?
I think there's a real possibility.
Okay, what do you think changes?
No, I don't know. I'm asking because it's a legitimate question. I wasn't being like just rhetorical.
Like what possibility?
I think there's possibilities of like everybody who takes over a team, like your owner or you're the boss. Let's put it that way. You always have that one thing you've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, that one stamp you want to make.
Yeah.
Impression, whatever. I honestly, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I think there's probably something.
Maybe I just don't know the guy as well. And I don't think that any of us would be able to relate to this. I don't know that Cal really has an ego, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that Cal has like a massive ego to where there's going to be something that he wants to do. I don't think he wants to like, if anything, I think that Hannah sticks her chest out a little bit more. Even
you think that's it?
I think Hannah perhaps sticks her chest out a little bit more, and she should. She's the yin to his yang, the zig to his zag, all that type of stuff.
That's joke about riding together, ride or die.
I don't think Cal gets this done, and Cal just wants to stick it to anyone. I don't know. I just don't feel like he has the ego that a lot of people have.
I don't think it's necessarily sticking it to anyone. It's like that old line, well, if I were in charge, I would fill blank. In the blank. You know,
but he's been kind of in charge, right?
He has been, but he's still kind of, I'm sure, running everything by Janice. Official stamp of approval, if you have to be official. And now I'm wondering if there's anything. 713-572-4610. I really can't think of
anything.
What
would you do?
I was asking a legitimate question.
What would you do?
If I were Cal?
Yeah. If you were Cal now and it's officially your squad, what are you doing? What's the deal?
That's me thinking, by the way. I know you're not.
Is it anything else to do?
I'm trying to tear down the Astrodome.
Oh, that's a good one.
Trying to tear down the Astrodome right away. Get rid of
it. You know what? You hit it.
Get rid of that piece of crap.
You hit it square on the head.
That piece of junk.
I can tell you from conversations I had with his father.
Yeah.
even though there wasn't a whole lot he could do because it's a county enterprise, it's a county establishment building, he really wanted to do something with that. I think, do something. Like, tear it down first.
Yeah.
And then have something there, put something there that could enhance the Texans' experience and the rodeos, to be honest. I always go back to, like, the Woodlands Waterway area. Stores, yeah. Restaurants, a water feature. That whole thing right there is no bigger than where the footprint of the Astrodome is.
Yes.
You could lift it and put it right there.
Yeah.
That's just me. But something like that.
Make it pop.
Where people, it would be a destination.
No, just make it a parking lot.
Or you could do that, but I could see something maybe a little more elaborate.
A little bar.
A little bit like the Woodlands Waterway area, you know?
I'm going to put a Pluckers there.
You could put a Pluckers there. What else do you want? What do you want there, Figgy?
Put a Quiznos.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about Quiznos.
I remember Quiznos there.
I don't know about Quiznos.
It's around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's too far, Maine. That traffic gets too hot.
Pluckers.
Yeah, put a Pluckers.
Nothing Landry's.
Put a, no Chili Petita. I'm going to put a, like a bar, like a outdoor bar area. Like, you know what? I'm going to put a Kirby Ice House there.
Have you ever been to the boardwalk in Orlando at Universal Studios?
Yes.
Something like that. Something like that would
Could
fit.
Could they support it?
Come on. Absolutely. There's events there year round. And then with the rodeo and the Texans games. You imagine walking around the boardwalk for about an hour, get to the stadium early, walk around for a couple hours, then go into the game?
There was something pretty sad yesterday with the owners' meetings where Cal was.
What's that?
I mean, if you saw all of the media scrums and you saw just some of the attention that most of these coaches were getting mm-hmm. and stuff, like you had Sean Payton, D'Amico Ryans, by the way, we'll hear from him at 11, some audio that you haven't heard. We're going to hear him on why they traded Malik Collins. I think we can mm-hmm. read between the lines there.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Wilson asked him about the attempted trade of Keenan Allen.
All right.
We got a lot of good stuff from D'Amico Ryans coming up at 11 o'clock. Stuff you haven't heard right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. But there was like four people around the Texans.
I saw more than that.
It's just four, man.
Really?
Not much. I mean, we got to expand this media. That's my vision. I want the media to just expand.
Mm-hmm.
I want The Athletic to hire a beat writer, Brooks Cabina, treat him the way he deserves to be treated, not the way the Chronicle treated him.
Yeah.
And then I want the Chronicle to start stepping their game up, man.
Yeah. The not only that, I mean, I think just in general, the Texans are going to be commanding more. That's why I would have thought they would have commanded more already. But not just from local, but definitely local.
Got to get it up, man.
Yeah, got to get it up.
They got to get that up. Does that happen or not?
What do you mean? Like if a team gets good?
I mean, yeah.
All the time.
Well, the Broncos stink. They just have the history.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And it's Sean Payton.
Yeah.
You know, people want to get a part of that. But on Cal and Hannah, there's something. And I think you are on to something with the whole Astrodome partnership with the county, figuring something out. There's something he wants to do and maybe put his stamp on here and really elevate their presence because they're already very popular.
346 says, like Globe Life Park in Arlington, no doubt. The Texans could use something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they could absolutely use something like that. Say what you want about them folks up in Arlington or whatever, but that is a very, very nice area that they got. 713 has a question. Would you really want to be the guy known for destroying the Astrodome?
Yes.
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 Do you take pride in that thing out there when you go out there? If you do, then I can promise you I know what your house looks like.
Yes.
It smells like cigarettes.
You're a hoarder.
You have 26 cats.
Yeah.
You have probably the same clothes. You probably have like the clothes. You have every toy that your kid ever had and the kid's been moved out for 20 years. If you like what the Astrodome looks like right now, mm-hmm. you are a hoarder.
Yeah. Little area like that, you know, the Woodlands area, the boardwalk in Orlando at Universal Studios, anything like that. By the way, they're behind. Most stadiums and new stadiums and refurbishing that they're doing around the country has those things.
Yeah, and they don't have their old stadium just sitting there lurking.
Yes, and they're actually behind the curve on that. And why would the county not want to be a part of that?
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah.
Be a hero, Cal.
Yeah.
Be a straight hero. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Controversy in two major sports, one of which can be connected to one of the bigger scandals that we've witnessed around here. We'll get into that and a lot more as we localize it next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, so Shohei Ohtani spoke yesterday, kind of. He did it through his new translator. How did you come away with your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani after hearing the translator?
I thought he came across believable, but there's always that, right? Because he didn't really read it. He had notes, but he you could tell he was speaking from the heart. He was emphasizing some points. He was looking out at the audience and the cameras. Like, that was a very believable, and I don't mean this in a bad connotation, that was a very believable performance. I still can't get over some of the key elements here. Two key elements in particular. How did, what was his name? Ape? His translator. How did he get access to Shohei's account? Because Shohei said that, you know, he stole from him, he took his money, he paid, whatever. How did he get access to Shohei's accounts? That's a very big question that he did not answer. I've seen a lot of people talking about this. You'd be surprised how many athletes don't really handle their money. Yes, I understand that a lot of athletes don't really handle their money. But two $500,000 wire transfers? If you don't see that, then the people handling your money should see it and alert you. So how did that happen? That's number one. And then the thing that I've been saying forever when this first broke, $4.5 million floated? Dude, doesn't happen. It just does not happen unless you have some assurance from the money guy.
They just got to let this go. I think move on from it.
I think they will let it go.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah, I think they will let it go. How did it hit you?
I don't want him to get in trouble. Like, I don't care what he did. Course. I don't care if he was point shaving. I don't care if he was point shaving. I don't care if he was throwing games. I don't care what he was doing. I don't want baseball. Baseball cannot afford to have its main attraction go down like this. So I don't, and quite frankly, morally, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Baseball, it's a 162 game season. If I could find a way to point shave, I'd point shave. Run shave, whatever you want to call it, whatever the appropriate term is. I don't want Shohei Ohtani to get in trouble. I don't care if the Astros got done, if people believe that the Astros got done wrong. I don't care if people hate the Dodgers. I don't want Shohei Ohtani to get in trouble. That's all I care about. Just leave him alone, move on, let's go.
Well, I think there is a line. I don't agree with your I don't care about point shaving thing. I think there is a line.
So you morally offended if Shohei Ohtani bet?
No. Point shaving, though, would be a different story.
Is it called run? I guess it'd be run shaving
whatever it is. Yeah, but we know the term. Like if he gambled or knew about the gambling, first of all, I don't think he did. But if he did, as long as it wasn't that, because that really is sorry. But I'm with you. I don't want him to get in trouble, and I don't think he will get in trouble. I think the MLB is not. They're dumb, but they're not stupid. You know.
Yeah, and I think the Astros were a. Let's just be serious. I mean, if you think that they got some sort of intense treatment that no one else would get, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, they get favorable treatment, I guess. I don't know, but I also don't necessarily think that the Astros didn't deserve the trouble they got in.
They don't deserve it to linger.
Yeah.
But at the time they did. They got what, you know, they got less than what some people say they deserve, you know? They got less than that.
So there's also controversy in the NFL. The Texans, by the way, they're going to get the first taste of these new NFL rules. The hip tackle, whatever the hell they're calling it, and the new kickoff rule, which seems to be actually, it kind of seems to be exciting to a lot of people.
It is to
the
me.
New kickoff rule. They seem to like it. There's videos of what it looks like in the XFL if you want to take a look at it. I don't know if all of you watch XFL, but there's a video of it
I think the Texans opening the season in the Hall of Fame game is going to be interesting because, first of all, I think they're going to be throwing more flags in preseason. I think this hip tackle thing is actually going to end up being like the review for pass interference.
Just to be a taste
they don't
of
call
it.
It.
Yeah, it'll be a, like
they,
a little taste
they
of it.
They say it's
the
a rule,
yeah.
but they don't call it as much.
Yeah,
it
could be.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when you could review pass interference and it was never overturned
like,
no matter
nope.
what? You could kick him in the
we
balls
got it right.
and tackle him and it wasn't called?
We got it right.
That's what I think this is going to end up being. Tom Pelissero actually threw that theory out. And I could see that happening. But in preseason, they're going to be throwing it like crazy.
Yeah. They want it to be a deterrent. The threat of a penalty to be more of a deterrent. But if you do it, it's not necessarily going to be enforced. You know? I agree with that. I think the video you're talking about on the kickoffs, I've seen a couple of them. Everyone I've seen, it looks like Damian Pierce would thrive in that situation. Like a running start. Very few people on, you know, pick one side or the middle, one side or the other or the middle. There's fewer people that can tackle you. I think he's going to thrive in that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think he's a more valuable kickoff returner
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I really do.
I think he's got a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Pierce is going to be hanging around. D'Amico Ryans, we'll hear what D'Amico Ryans had to say about trading Malik Collins. The attempt to trade for Keenan Allen. We'll see if he bites the hook there, as well as some of the other things that the Texans are doing and his actual role in the draft. That's coming up at 11. We'll get a nice chunk of a conversation that D'Amico Ryans had with the media types at the owners' meetings here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
But the Hall of Fame game to me is I got really excited about it and for several reasons. You've mentioned a couple of them. But one thing that I think is going to, first of all, it's going to be cool having Andre there, all the former Texans, you know, a bunch of former players are going to come. Kubiak will be there. These Texans, Cal and Hannah, they'll be the focal point of all.
Kubiak's doing the intro, right?
I got to believe he is. It's not official yet, but I got to believe he is all that. But I think playing in the Hall of Fame makes the Texans better in a very small way.
Yeah.
They're going to start training camp. I think a week earlier or thereabouts than everybody else. You got a bunch of new faces coming in, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You got a brand new running back. I think they're not going to play in the game, but they're going to get that extra week. They're going to have a nice break in the preseason. They're going to be able to get more work done like that. I think it also gives you a better chance of evaluating peripheral players. Like, because it's going to be second, third, and fourth teamers that actually play in the game,
yeah.
And you're going to have them longer. Yeah. It's like a spring training in college, you know? So you're going to be able to, like, all the guys that ended up being the Derek Barnetts, well, he got here late in the year, but like those types
Khalil
of
Davis.
Khalil Davis, guys like that, you're going to have a better chance to evaluate them. I think it helps the Texans. In fact, me being a nerd when it comes to stuff like this, I'm not a nerd, but when it comes to stuff like this,
well.
Teams that play in the Hall of Fame game actually have a higher percentage chance of making the playoffs for the last 20 years.
Which is, really?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Really?
That it's like a 5.5%. That's not a lot, but it's 5.5%. 5.5% higher chance of making the playoffs.
I'm calling my shot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Hutchinson touchdown in that Hall of Fame
Boy,
game.
Boy, that's a good bet.
Xavier Hutchinson touchdown Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, that's probably
it. He's gonna be on the field four quarters,
and then we're gonna be talking about, well, that's Xavier Hutchinson,
and then he might not make the team.
Camp Crush, Xavier Hutchinson.
Mechie's getting in the end zone too.
Mechie'll get there.
Oh, Mechie's gonna have like 9 catches.
Yes,
and Xavier Hutchinson's getting in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
Does it bother you that? Not necessarily bother you, but is it kind of, how does it make you feel that Andre Johnson's most memorable moment as a Texan was the uppercut to that slime ball?
I don't mind it, but that's, for me personally, that's not the most memorable moment. But it is, look, you're right. Like, by and large, people across the country, you know, him bearing down, throwing some haymakers.
Oh, I was talking about his tweet to Jack Easterby. What are you talking about? My bad. I was talking about the uppercut to the other slime ball, the tweet.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the fight. Okay.
Yeah, the actual for that.
Okay.
Nationally, that's it. That'll be shown for sure. Hell, that might even be a statue ultimately at some point. But for me, it's the Washington Redskins game.
Ooh, wow.
Back in the day.
Dump that.
Last second catch for a touchdown. A huge game, huge win in that season. That's the most memorable game for me. And the Arizona Cardinals game when he, boom. In fact, that week, I remember saying when Andre makes the Hall of Fame, that's going to be on his highlight reel. You know which one I'm talking about? He bounced off a linebacker and two DBs into the end zone against the Cardinals. That was another one for me, those two.
He might surprise some people with that speech, too.
In a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know that when he speaks, it doesn't dazzle you how he says it, but what he says is always
good.
Last
time he was on with us, it seemed like he was pretty good.
He was really good.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good.
He was very, very good when he was on with us. His content is excellent.
It's going to be a lot of Miami, too.
He's going to start, yeah.
Oh, he's going to, I bet you that whole, like, early 2000s Miami's there, too. Mm-hmm. Miami's going to be rolling deep there.
Well, Chris Myers for sure.
Yeah.
He's going to be front and center.
It'd be a deep, 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 deep.
He was on that team with
you presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kubiak. Kubiak's going to go up there. God, he's going to be tan.
He's going to be tan. He's going to be funny. God.
He'll be tan. He's got to try not to cuss, though. Once Kubiak gets in front of a crowd, he'd drop a few F-bombs.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I know people don't really think about it, but when he gets up there and he's...
Yeah.
He'll step it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think Kubiak will definitely introduce him. All the you guys will be there. All the former Texans, including former Miami guys that played elsewhere. You know?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to have a lot of guys with mm-hmm. him. Coming up, D'Amico Ryans with the media. He talks about the good, the bad, the controversial things that have happened with the Texans, as well as the plan heading into the draft. In the Loop continues. You're going to hear from your head coach next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.